Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Remedy Suite podcast. My hope is that by the end of this podcast, you think that's exactly what I needed to hear today. That's the hope. So we all want to be our best self, and that really means, you know, feeling our best. It's not just about looking our best. Really, ultimately, we all want a feeling. We're all seeking a feeling and we want to feel our best. We know how rotten it feels to not feel our best, to feel tired all the time, to have that foggy head, aches and pains, not have the energy, motivation to do things. And feeling like this, especially for a long time, where it almost becomes the norm, we can lose that zest for life. So we all want to feel our best. We want to feel good. And I discovered the hard way that in order to achieve that, you can't say just eat healthy and just go all in on that. Or you can't just go all in on working out and think, right, that's my focus. I'm going all in on this. I'm going to really be disciplined, really dedicate myself to just going in all in on my fitness. It's about embracing a whole 360 approach. So what exactly does a 360 approach mean and what does it involve? So to get a good understanding, I like to use this example. Imagine you're piloting a plane, and to ensure a smooth and safe flight, several key systems must work together. They must work in harmony. The engine, the wings, the controls, and the navigation system. Each and every one of those parts is crucial, and it has a specific role. The engine provides the power, the wings create lift, the controls allow you to steer, and the navigation system guides you to your destination. And it's the same with feeling our best. We must take a holistic approach, that full 360 degree approach. Now, I define these in four core pillars. That includes mindset, eating, fitness, and lifestyle. So mindset, this is like the navigation system. It guides our decisions, it keeps us focused on our goals, and it helps us navigate through challenges. Eating is like the fuel. It's like the fuel for the engine. Just as quality fuel is crucial for the plane's performance, nutritious food is essential for our body's optimal function. Fitness is like the plane's engine. It powers your body, builds strength, and enhances endurance. And then lifestyle, that's like the controls and the wings, influencing how you balance day-to-day activities, how you manage stress, and maintain overall function and optimal well-being. Just as a plane can't fly safely if any of these systems fail, focusing on just one aspect of health and neglecting others will not lead to optimal wellness. It will not lead to feeling your best. It's only by addressing all four, mindset, eating, fitness, and lifestyle, can you achieve a balanced, healthy life, like the plane, flying smoothly towards its destination. What is different, though, is that I believe when you're at a certain age, we need to tailor these core pillars. It's not just a matter of, okay, I'm going to eat healthy and I'm going to work on getting fit. I'm going to do certain things to my lifestyle, change them up a bit. I'm going to work on my mindset. It's specific tailoring that I believe is crucial to all of this when you hit a certain age. So, our mindset, we've got a lot of past to deal with. There's a lot behind us. You know, if you're 40, 50 or 60, you've got twice as much behind you than a 20 or 30 year old. So limiting beliefs, obstacles to overcome, these can be so ingrained at this point in our life that we're not even aware they're holding us back. We're not even aware of them. They've just become so part of us. When you're struggling to get motivated to stick to your goal, your eating habits, your fitness, it's about getting your mindset in the right place to make all these things super easy, second nature. It's about transforming into the woman you aspire to be. It's about gaining that confidence, feeling empowered and in control of your health and your body. And then eating. We can't get away with so much when we're at a certain age, like what we could get away with when we were younger. Our body could be so much more resilient to the abuse we inflicted on it, the fast food we might have lived on, and all the rest of the things, that maybe the excess drinking or whatever we did when we were younger. Our body could bounce back generally a lot easier, a lot quicker. For instance, with a hangover, when you were younger, generally you recovered a lot quicker, and you're probably finding now as you've got older, it is taking so much longer. It's having so many bad side effects. It's probably really affecting the quality of your sleep, that you end up tossing and turning all night, a multitude of things. Our body appears to be less resilient, and that's because our body is changing so much. Our body is changing, and so we must change how and what we eat, focusing on what our body needs to thrive. It can thrive in midlife. It can absolutely thrive in midlife. And this is the massive misconception out there. It's perfectly capable of thriving, but you have to change your approach and give it what it now needs. So it's not a case of your body is giving up. What worked for you when you were younger, what you could get away with, just isn't working anymore. Your body is just giving up. That's not the case. It doesn't have to be that way. It can thrive, but it does require a different approach. It's like anything. If something is changing, then we need to change how we deal with it. And it's the same here in terms of all four core pillars. It's the same in terms of our mindset, in terms of our eating, our fitness and our lifestyle. So moving on to fitness, not only is this fundamental and one of the four core pillars to feeling and looking your absolute best, but it requires a very specific approach when you're over 40. Intense workouts you might have done when you were younger, intense running, they can now actually make those midlife symptoms so much worse. They can leave your body in a constant state of stress. So what could your body maybe thrived on when you were younger can actually have the opposite effect now, because your body has changed so much. And then lifestyle. This looks very different to say when you're in your 30s, we know that. Midlife, though, is a stage in life that can be the most stressful stage in your life. You can be struggling more than you've ever. And all of this adds to your health, how you feel, how you look, your body composition, your skin health, so, so many things. So this, the final of the fourth cornerstone, is just as important as your mindset, as your eating habits, as your workouts. There is not one that is more important than the other. The most important thing is that you embody, you embrace all four aspects. Even when you're diligently focusing on those four aspects, the mindset, the eating, the fitness, the lifestyle, you may still be struggling to see the results you want. And that is because once you hit 40, around the age of 40, your body demands a specialized approach. Like I've mentioned, it's crucial to adopt a strategy that's specifically designed to address the unique challenges and changes that come with this stage in life, that come with midlife. Without this tailored approach, without this tailored plan, you might not achieve the transformation that you're aiming for. So I've wanted to do this episode for anyone that feels like they've been trying all the things and nothing is working. And I want you to know that it's absolutely not your fault. And the problem is, there's just so many plans, so many programs, so many diets, and they are more often than not just this one size fits all approach. Or there's so much conflicting advice out there from experts, the conflicting advice. And that can leave you feeling completely overwhelmed. You don't know what the best thing is that you should be doing for yourself. But it also is totally confusing, and you're left not knowing, you know, really what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And this can paralyze you into not doing anything but keeping you stuck. And I was right there with you. And at that time, and it, you know, in the depths of it all, I didn't know if I was coming or going. But I want you to know that I got through it, and I live and breathe all of this stuff, and I have done for the last 10 years. And through all the noise and all the trial and errors, I believe I've got a really simple and straightforward plan that will get your body back on track. And I've put my system, the exact system that worked for me, through all of the testing, the trial, the errors, the investigating, the researching, everything, the system that finally worked and has worked for me for for years now, for coming up to a decade, is I've put it all into my 8-week reset program. 8 weeks is an optimal amount of time to sustain new healthy habits, to make the changes, to reset your body to look and feel better than you ever have. It's really easy to follow because I know you are super busy and you are juggling a ton of things. And I know that you've probably tried so many things before and you've lost so much hope in it all. So this is super easy to follow. It's a system that I have refined, and it has everything you need. And I'm really excited that the 8-week reset program starts next week, the 23rd of April. And I've got a special bonus if you sign up before the 23rd of April. Just head to remedysuite.com/reset program. And you can find all the details there about the program and about the bonus if you sign up before the 23rd of April. Just head to remedysuite.com/reset program. And that's program, PROGRAMME. That's the not the American spelling. And find out all the details, and you can sign up there. And if you're new to me and listening for the first time, welcome. and thank you for tuning in. It might be a good idea, if you are new to me, to get a feel of what I'm all about, what my program is all about, from my starter kit. It's a freebie download. It gives you everything you need to get started with it all, a really good Kickstarter. You can download that at remedysuite.com/freebie. That's remedysuite.com/freebie. Thanks so much for listening today. I wanted to just really convey that we blame ourselves so much. We really, really beat ourselves up when things aren't working. We think we're not capable of sticking to things, or there's something wrong with us, or that this is it now, you know, that we've just got to accept our body as it is. It's just going to stay as it is because we've hit a certain age and there's nothing we can do. And I just hope that you've found that you're absolutely not to blame. None of this is your fault at all. And in fact, the health and diet industry really lets us down so much, especially for women in this stage of our lives. So anyway, that's it from me in this episode this week. I hope you've got something from this, and I'll be back here next week. So hope you tune in and catch up with next week's episode. Bye for now. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day, and always remember, you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.